It's the award-winning Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report with radio man Dan Diker, Bill Doc Niles, and Paul the Penguin Reichert here on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG. Brought to you by Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family. Big Boar Barbecue in West Salem and La Crosse, voted the best in the county. Toma Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights, Highway 21, Toma. FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier of Dan, Doc, and Paul. Dean Satellite and Security, and the Team Dean segment. The Overtime Pub and Grill in Bangor, the game never ends at overtime. Now here's the voice of local motorsports, Dan the Voice Diker.
All right, fans, it's Saturday. That means it's time for an hour jam-packed full of racing news and notes, highlights, and interviews. This is the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on 1460 WBOG. I want to welcome in Billy Doc Niles and Paul DeStatman Reichert. I'm radio man Dan Diker. I want to thank those folks listening online, Cool Gold 1460 WBOG and WBOG on the TuneIn app.
Love that TuneIn app.
17 documented states for listening to our program last week because we had the Dick Trickle Memorial in every relative. And I've heard this, my Facebook was blowing up this week. Almost every relative of Dick Trickle was listening to the program on the TuneIn app all across the United States and Canada.
We have hit one-third of America. That is sweet.
That was huge. I want to thank Gary for coming on. He made us a video in which I think I tagged you guys on it this week. I'm going to take that down because he made a brand new one of pictures of us with Dick Trickle, pictures of the shot he had to put on their Facebook, and the audio. Can't wait for the video to come down.
That was, you know, the Dick Trickle Memorial Project. Go check their stuff out on Facebook. Make a donation. They're on the home stretch here. They're going to have this thing done, I believe, by next spring, I think, is the goal.
May 19th is the goal to have a ribbon cutting. And if they do, we will be there.
And they're heading down the home stretch, making the final push. Check them out at some of the weekend specials that are coming up in the next month and a half. They're going to be there. They're going to have some cool stuff to give away. Buy some of the T-shirts of Dick Trickle. Buy some of the memorabilia and help this project out. Help them complete this goal.
All righty, we have a couple of champions to crown at the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway. Got to get into ARCA, too, because the ARCA Midwest Tour is racing tonight at the Grundy County Speedway. The Mid-American Stock Car Series also racing tonight. The battle for the points is going to be between Vandermeer Jr. and James Swan. We're going to get into that here in just a couple of minutes. Coming up on the program today, Greg Oliver is going to join us from the 3 Series, Mid-American Stock Cars, Mid-Am Series, the Greater Than Sportsman Series, and the Toma Sporta Speedway. Hornet driver Cheyenne Stanfield will be joining us on the Team Dean segment. Carson Quapel and his father, Travis Quapel, going to hear from them after Carson's impressive win last weekend. And I'm going to talk in the last segment a little bit about the passing of Doug Rose. So last Saturday night, beyond the racing we have some champions there. Paul Reichert, Bud Dash champions were crowned.
Oh, yes. Steve Carlson claimed the late model title, Tom Leafy the sportsman title, and Mark Chalet the Thunderstock title. Steve got it even though without running the Bud Dash on Saturday night.
And Mark Chalet. Out of that group of drivers, Steve Carlson is embroiled in one hell of a points battle, which is going to come down to Oktoberfest night between he and Nick Panitsky. Mark Chalet in the Thunderstocks, and Chalet is trying to hold off Jason Bolster in the Thunderstocks.
That lead was about 26 points two or three weeks ago, and Bolster shaved it down to 9 after his feature win on Saturday night.
Real quickly, let's get into the point standings because I do want to talk about ARCA. For the NASCAR late models, boy, did Nick Panitsky, 2 times this year now, he's needed Steve Carlson to stumble for him to stay in the point standings. I've been there 11 years. I've never seen Steve Carlson stumble. Panitsky's seen it twice. He's only 4 back heading into Fest.
Panitsky needed a miracle, and he got it in the form of a late race caution in the first feature. Contact with Kirschner sends Carlson into a little bit of a melee and puts him in a backup car for the second feature. Doesn't do quite as good. Trims that lead to 4 points now. That's what Carlson's carrying into Oktoberfest.
Paul Reichert, looking at the sportsman class, Steve Bachman. This may be the longest he's held the point standings this year because it's gone back and forth between he and Chris Webber a couple of times. 11 points heading into Fest.
Yeah, this is going to be a really good one. Webber's been hanging in there despite the disqualifications and everything, but he's doing his best to keep in touch with Bachman.
Thunderstocks, Mark Chalet thought he was going to walk away with this one when I talked to him about a month ago. Jason Bolster gets the feature win. 9 points, man.
Yeah, Chalet has some trouble the last couple of weeks. Bolster pouncing all over it just with it. You know, like I just said a few minutes ago, 26 points out just like 2 or 3 weeks ago, shaves it down to 9. Oktoberfest is going to be a good one.
Paul, straight stocks, it's going to be Matt Moore and Chris Larson. The number is 4 for Matt Moore.
Oh, yes. Matt Moore's been coming on late. Chris Larson's been pretty consistent all year, but it's going to be a great battle to see these two end the season.
And they both had trouble on Saturday night.
Oh, yes. Hornets, Brandon LeMoyne is probably the largest point lead at the Lacrosse Speedway. He leads Jimmy Bjorkman by 21.
I talked with LeMoyne on Saturday night. He may not even have his own car when it comes to championship night. He may be driving someone else's car. All he has to do is just stay consistent, stay out of trouble, and keep Bjorkman within eyesight, and he's going to win a championship.
Final four have been determined for the Late Model and Sportsman Chase Championship heading into Oktoberfest. NASCAR Late Model Chase will be settled between Nick Panitzky, Mike Carlson, Cole Hummeland, and
Tom Carlson.
Tom Carlson. Sportsman Chase has come down to Bachman, Weber, Tom Lethe, and Sam Niles. All right, Saturday night racing, none at the Speedway tonight, but we have street drags at the
street
Speedway
drags tonight
at 7:30.
Yeah.
Grundy is the next hit. Morris, Illinois, it's the ARCA Midwest Tour and the Mid-American Stock Cars, $5,000 to win. Boy, the points in this one here, top 10 in points, only separated by 106, and all of them will be down there tonight. Austin Nason leads Casey Johnson by only 20.
Ooh, that's gonna be close. I mean,
wait a minute. Who's he leading?
The ultra-fast Casey Johnson.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, but Casey Johnson's in second, so he's not ultra-fast to me.
Is Dan Diker, send your hate mail to him.
Carson Quapel, who won last Saturday, will be there tonight for the Wayne Carter Classic at Grundy. And also, the Chicagoland area where we represented tonight, former national short track champ Josh Nelms will be joined by Garrett Schwartz, Pat Kelly, former Ileana and Grundy champion Anthony Danta. I remember that name.
Mm-hmm.
Scott Dorner.
Who's the boss?
And John Newtley. Wyckoff's going to be down. Hammond, Bickle, yeah, I mean, Kurt Tillman, Jeff Holmgren Jr. You would expect all those guys to be down there. So that's going to be a good one. Check out Kevin Ramsell's Facebook page. And he will have updates for you along with the ARCA Midwest Tour.
Hey, and he's got those quaffle interviews for us later in the show.
Yeah, that's right. Carson and his father, Travis, will be joining us later on. When we return, though, Greg Oliver from three different series, the Thomas Porter Speedway, gives us a towards the end of the season wrap-up next on WBOG.
Clean water. Your family has a right to clean, safe water for cooking, for cleaning, for drinking. Badger State Clean Water and Air can provide a filtration system that will give your family clean, delicious, and safe water. The system regenerates based on exact water usage or calendar. It has a super quiet control valve, ensuring long life and reliable operation. It comes with a 30-year warranty and has the Water Quality Association Gold Seal. Call today for a free water test, 608-448-4422. Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family.
Hello, I'd like to switch to DirecTV. I want over 150 channels with HD DVR service and equipment fee included for one receiver.
Yeah! DirecTV, package offers start at incredibly low monthly prices. Call now.
Give the local team at Dean Satellite a call today at 608-769-2897. Call Dean's today.
31-18, 24-month agreement required. $35 activation, early termination fee of $20 per month for each month remaining on agreement, equipment non-return, and additional fees apply. New proof customers only, equipment lease required. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
4 years in a row and counting. Hi, this is Jerry Beyer at Big Boar Barbecue. Once again, La Crosse County has voted us the best barbecue and best caterer in La Crosse County. Making great ribs and great barbecue has always been my passion, and it means a great deal to me that you love what we do. If you haven't tried our ribs, pulled pork, brisket, or smoked chicken, try it and you'll agree. Big Boar Barbecue, a delicious mouthful.
Yeah!
It's the award-winning Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report with radio man Dan Diker, Bill Doc Niles, and Paul Reichert here on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG.
Welcome back to Badgers Take Clean Water and Air Race Report on 1460 WBOG, Google 1460.com, WBOG on the TuneIn app.
Love that TuneIn app.
Paul and Doc and Dan in with you on this Saturday, and we're just going to keep the show rolling on. It was a very good segment right there in number one. Number two, we already talked about lacrosse. We talked about Grundy. How about we talk about the Thomas Porter Speedway and three racing series, and that is going to be Greg Oliver. Greg, how are you, my friend?
Good, Dan. How are you?
Not bad. It's Saturday. Have you had a chance to relax? No, because you're on your way to Grundy, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Man, you know, people always tell me, Dyker, do you ever take a break? Well, that's because I'm always putting myself on Facebook on what my schedule usually looks like. Yours is right. About the same, minus Facebook.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, you just follow the schedules, and I'm gone someplace, somewhere, doing something.
Of course, Thomas Porter Speedway, year number one, and we're just going to go right after him since we are those hardcore. Well, I'm the hardcore reporter. These guys are still learning. Do you want me to come at you hard, or you want a Doc to come at you soft?
Let's just start with the tough ones.
All right. Year number one, is it everything you expected and less or more?
I would actually say more. I'm very happy with how the year has turned out. Car counts, fans, the support of the, you know, the surrounding community. Yeah, it's what I'd hoped for. Of course, you'd always want, you know, at least one more car and one more fan in the stands, but I'm very happy.
Well, you know, the major part, though, and I've told this to a lot of people, rainouts, as much as we had this year when we would just try to get the ball rolling, killed any kind of momentum. I mean, we just before mid-season, we're raining out every other week.
Right. Yeah. I think this last stretch here, we actually got four races in a row. Prior to that, we were at two races in rain, one race in rain. So yeah, we finally got a little momentum on our side to get people used to coming out to Thomas Porter Speedway.
And Bill, even if there's rain in the forecast, we've sort of seen a lacrosse this year as well. Over a 50% chance people are not going to take the gamble, drivers coming from a long distance or fans.
No, exactly. But the thing that's amazed me, and I've talked to people, I haven't been there yet myself, and I apologize for that, but the people I've talked to are, they just love everything that you've done. They love the way it's building up. When you started this, did you expect the progress that you got, or did you think it would be a couple of years down the road before you got to a certain point?
No, I thought it would take a little bit longer. I don't know that we've really grown like the hill quite as much as I had hoped. It's been very consistent, which is great. You know, I think maybe that might take a little bit longer. The pit area and the car counts, those are coming along probably better than expected. We started the new six shooters this year, and that it took a little bit to get rolling. But now that it's rolling, we're, you know, getting decent car counts, 10 cars, 12 cars a night. So I think that the pit area is probably coming along quicker than the fan side.
Talking with Greg Oliver, the promoter of the Thomas Porter Speedway, and he also claims the stake to the Great Northern Sportsman Series, Mid-American Stock Car Series, and the Midwest Dash. Of course, Greg is on his way to Grundy County, where the ARCA Midwest Tour is racing tonight, and the rescheduled Mid-American Stock Car Series. I had a great race last night, Greg. We only have three more races on the schedule. Graduation night coming up August 31st. But talk about this Fall Fever Classic. The rumblings are there.
Yeah, it's I think it's going to be probably a bigger show than I anticipated when I put it on the schedule last spring, especially the Sunday portion with the CWRA late models. We were at Golden Sands for the ARCA Midwest Tour Mid-Americans, and I talked to some people up there that were, you know, they're getting their cars put together specifically to come there. They haven't raced all year, and I think it's going to be a really good show, a lot of cars. The guys from CWRA say it may be their biggest car count so far since they've reestablished the CWRA, so it could be a really big deal.
Yeah, Greg, I hear the big car counts expected. This is the first time in almost 20 years that the CWRA late models have been at Toma. What do you expect to see with them racing on Troma for the first time in quite a while?
I expect to see actually a lot of good racing. I've seen a couple of their shows throughout the summer already, and they really put on good racing, good side-by-side racing. They're very respectful of each other. They don't wreck a lot of stuff. So I think it'll be a good side-by-side show. And from what they're telling me, we could easily have 20, 22 super late models in the pit area on that Sunday, September 16th.
Now, the last time super late models hit that track, it was under the old configuration with the kind of the wider sweeping turns. Now you got these narrow turns. We've seen, you know, sportsman cars on the track. How do you think a pair of late models will go through them corners?
I think the first part of the night, they'll probably give each other a lot of room. And by the time they're done with the second 30 lap feature, they'll be right on each other, you know, doing the old tricks. They try to pin each other down or use a little bit of door to make some room in the bottom.
The old bump and run going into one or three.
Yeah, I would anticipate that. Yeah.
I'm talking with Greg Oliver on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report in 1460 WBOG. Greg, you're heading down to Grundy County today. This is a rain makeup date for the Mid-American Stock Car Series. What a great race Ballmeister Jr. and James Swan had last time out. Swanee won that race. You've only got a couple of other races coming up here on the schedule for the Stock Car Series.
Yes, the Mid-Americans, we're here at Grundy. This will be the third weekend in a row for us, and then we'll run next weekend, Labor Day weekend, at the Dells again with the ARCA Midwest Tour. And then we're done until we go down to Rockford, the National Short Track Championships, and finish off our season at Rockford, or at the Cross for Oktoberfest.
Looking at the Great Northern Sportsman Series, they're pretty much done until the Grand 82 races to wind out the racing season in the Midwest.
Yeah, their schedule now had some gaps in it. I kind of do that a little bit on purpose. They race weekly somewhere at a home track, so I try to kind of keep the latter part of the season somewhat clean so those guys can race for their championships at their home tracks without having to worry about making plans to come play with the Great Northern Sportsmen.
And then finally, Midwest Dash Series, had a great time announcing them pretty much the entire summer. Brandon DeLacy has taken the place of Kyle Stark and has pretty much just moonwalked over the entire series this year. And some pretty good showings as well when you see the other cars from their home tracks that join us, depending upon where we're at.
Yeah, Brandon's got it figured out. I think this is the second year now with that car. I think he's got all the bugs and tricks worked out in it. And he's got it working. I think he and Kyle are good friends. So I'm pretty sure there's some probably some garage chatter once in a while with Kyle to how can we make this thing a little better.
You know, GO Promotions has been pretty aggressive in buying up lower tier series, feeder series, I like to call them. What are you taking over next year, and what are the plans for next year?
Well, you know, the last time I said I wasn't doing anything, I ended up with the Midwest Dash Series. So
and then Toma.
Mid American, now Toma. So I'm not gonna say anything, except my plate is already full, and I'm trying hard to learn to say the word no when offered some of these opportunities.
See, it's funny because Greg wasn't saying a word after Oktoberfest last year, and 3 days after Fest was on, I had people texting me, "Hey, is Greg Oliver taking over the Toma Sport Raceway?" And I text Greg, goes, "How the hell did you hear that?" I also do want to mention, folks, at that Fall Fest, that Sunday, September 16th race, Greg, the other classes beyond the Super Late Models, how about the 600 mods, the Bandoleros, and you still have another one you're working on?
Yeah, we're going to the fourth division that we're going to have will be we're going to bring in the mods, a little bit more of an open mod deal. So we'll have our normal Friday night Toma guys there.
Good.
The Dells, UMA type rules, and if we might even show up with a couple of dirt mods might show up.
Well, that's about a month away. I think we should get you on the week before that week and talk a little bit about what's going to be going on that weekend.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds good.
Greg Oliver has three series, the Toma Sport of Speedway. It's been a pleasure to work with him this year. The more he learns, the more I learn side by side. And I really see some good things coming about in 2019. And on behalf of Greg and Go Racing Promotions, we do appreciate the fans and the car counts and the sponsors that we've seen out there so far this year. Greg, I'll let you go. Enjoy Grundy County tonight. We will talk to you next weekend.
All right. Thanks, Dan. Thanks, right. Bill.
See you.
Greg Oliver with Go Racing Promotions right here on The Big Show. When we come back, it's the Team Dean segment on 1460 WBOG.
There's always something special at the Overtime Pub in Bangor. Tuesdays, tacos are just $1. Wednesdays, wings are on special with 10 homemade sauces to choose from. Thursdays, burgers, just $1.50. Friday night, a family-style fish fry. Saturday and Sunday, serving breakfast from 7 a.m. to noon with the best Bloody Marys in town. Happy hour prices all day Friday and Sunday. The Overtime Pub in Bangor. Remember, the game never ends at the Overtime in the heart of the Loop, downtown Bangor.
It's a new year for the Toma Sparta Speedway. Racing begins with a Sunday, April 29th opener at 2 o'clock. Then, starting Friday, May 11th, racing every Friday night. Mods, sportsmen, hobby stocks, hornets, the new six-shooter division, and novelty events. Shows include the Midwest Dash Series, Great Northern Sportsman Series, Super Cup cars, and many more. Friday night racing starting May 11th every Friday night. But the first race of the season begins Sunday, April 29th at 2 o'clock at the Toma Sparta Speedway, Highway 21, Toma.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
Big Boar Barbecue is up and running on the north side of La Crosse. Hi, this is Jerry Beyer at Big Boar Barbecue. Yes, the food truck is open at George and Gillette Street to make it easier for you North Siders to find out why La Crosse County has voted us 4 years in a row as the best barbecue and best caterer in La Crosse County. Big Boar Barbecue, Highway 16 West Salem, 3rd Street downtown, and now open at George and Gillette Street.
It's Team Dean time on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report.
Welcome back to Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on 1460 WBOG. Billy Doc Niles and myself, Radio Man Dan Dyke, are our in-studio guest. I still cannot believe we have never had her in the studio for radio and TV. We've interviewed her at the track several times with cars going by, and it's hard to concentrate. But finally get a chance to talk with Hornet driver Cheyenne Stanfield. How are you?
Oh, I'm good.
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah, how was your birthday on Tuesday?
I worked, so it wasn't too thrilling.
So you're gonna hit it up hard this weekend?
Oh, yeah.
Atta well, girl. She started the birthday week with me telling the crowd at La Crosse she was 30, and then her boyfriend forgot about her birthday.
Wait,
so
just
now you're
0-2,
so now you need to get this thing going this weekend.
Wait. Oh, yeah, I need to celebrate hard.
Wait just a minute. He told everybody you were 30, and you still came here to do this interview?
Well, that's because Darla's standing back there, and Johnny O's standing back. Johnny Olson's standing back here as well, watching us. How about your dad's performance at Toma 2 weekends ago?
Oh, I was proud of him, but I was kind of mad because he did better than I did. But
well, he was in your car?
Oh, yeah.
Ah. You took third, right, behind Jeff Quist. Jeff Quist
nope.
won that race.
No, that was Corey Jankowski.
I know. Now, the story behind this is there's only 133. Now, I knew the weekend before. We were having beers. Johnny and I were Corey at Toma, and they said they were both coming to race. I'm like, oh, this is going to be fantastic. So Johnny shows up. He's ready to go. I'm no Corey Jankowski. I don't see Corey anywhere. I don't see nowhere. So late in the race, the last heat race, the 33 shows up. In my book, that's Jeff Quist out of Nisida. I'm reading all of his sponsors. Hey, Jeff Quist took fourth in the heat race. All right, feature win goes to Jeff Quist. Nobody, even the scores, did not know that was Corey Jankowski in that car. He just forgot to tell us he arrived late.
Did he just get out and jump all over the car like he always does and climb the fence?
I didn't even really pay attention when he was in the winner's circle. I was watching Johnny's interview, then I started wrapping stuff up, and we're talking in the payout line. And I'm like, well, Corey, what are you doing in the payout line? Well, I got to get my feature race win. You didn't win, so this went on for like an hour.
Oh, jeez. Cheyenne, you're sitting at La Crosse. You're sitting fourth in points, a really good shot at finishing inside the top three. Talk about the season so far. Every time I've seen you, it's been an up-and-down season for you.
Yeah, I have good nights, and then I'll come back and, you know, get something will happen in a heat race, and then I pull in the pits kind of mad, not wanting to go out anymore, and then you know, my dad kind of calms me down, and he works on the car, gets it ready back for the feature, and I go out, and I mean, I think I do better in the feature than I do in the heats, but I mean, it's just been an up and down year.
The competition in that class, especially at La Crosse, I haven't been to Toma, so Dan can probably talk to that, but the competition at that class at La Crosse is just phenomenal, top to bottom. How do you first of all, being one of the only females in that class, I think there's only two of you there. How do you compete with the guys and stand toe-to-toe with them?
I guess I don't think about it like that. I guess I just kind of...
They're a rough bunch.
Yeah, I don't want to let them see, like, when I come in the pits, like, mad, and I just kind of want to quit. I don't want them to see that, but I also, I mean... I want to let them know that they can't just pick on me because I'm a girl, but I want them to know that I'm just as competitive as they are.
Atta girl, stand your ground.
You know, there was a time last year, And, of course, I watch everyone's Facebooks, and that class has done a better job of cleaning things up on Facebook after, you know, you get 25, 30 Hornets on the quarter-mile track, and you guys are going to get wrecked, and then everybody would go to Facebook. So, you guys, I applaud you guys for getting coming off Facebook. But I had a sense last year that you were getting frustrated to the point that you just were not having fun anymore. Your dad wasn't having fun having to fix wrecked cars every single time the Hornets raced. What was it that motivated you to get through last year's bumper car fest and then maybe reorganize your feelings this year?
Well, not last year, but the year before that, my dad had told me if I got fifth in points, then I can move up to a bigger car. And that didn't happen. But last year, I did get fifth, and I realized that I'm getting better. I should just keep practicing, keep staying in a car that's affordable, considering it keeps getting wrecked almost every other weekend. And I guess just doing better, like seeing that I progressed from one year to the next, and then now this year, I'm even doing better than I did last year. I feel like that's what keeps pushing me to wanna to just go out there and do better every weekend.
Now, this car that you're driving now was new to you last year, I believe, correct?
Yep.
And to me, it seems like you're a heck of a lot more comfortable in it this year than you were last year.
Yeah, I am.
And now, how much credit do we give to Johnny Oaks? I know he's really, really wrenched on this thing. And Johnny and I talked beginning of the season, you're not going to see what we had last year. You're going to see speed. I think Johnny told me that back in like February, March. You're going to see this thing get some speed this year.
Yeah. Yep. I give him all the credit because he does basically everything. I mean, he used to not let me do anything on it. I mean, I would show up and I would just kind of stand there. But now he's letting me do more. I'm working on my own car, doing things. But yeah, I give him all the credit. I wouldn't be where I am without him.
So are you giving him, telling him how you want the car set up, or are you just telling him what the car's doing and letting him wrench on it?
Kind of both, I guess. I'll tell him what it's doing, and then he'll tell me, okay, well, this is what we need to do, and we'll change it and go back out and see if it made a difference. But when he was in the car on Friday, we kind of switched roles.
So you were setting the car up for him?
Kind of, yeah. He wasn't there, so I practiced it for him, and then I told him what it did, and he told me what to change on it, so I changed it for him.
How much, and I've seen the atmosphere in the pits between you and your father, and I bring your father because John M. was a stellar guy. I've known him for 12, 13 years now. They were one of the first families I met when I moved to Sparta. Longtime racer at the La Crosse Speedway. So I've seen what you guys do in the pits. How much father do you deal with John in the pits, and how much teammate crew member do you, because there's a big separation right there, a father looking down on his daughter rather than, damn it, you're going to do it like this, you're not doing it like this. How much what's the give and take in the pits with you two?
I think when he's mad, it's more of a teammate thing where he's just kind of telling me, no, you need to do this, you need to go out there and get it done. I think when I'm mad, it's more of a father thing where he's just, well, there's nothing you can do about it, just go out for next time.
So, now, your son is in the grandstands. He's here in the studio watching us today, too. He has been probably at every single one of your races. He's one of those. He's got the Matchbox cars lined up.
May have a little
cotton candy in the face every now and then, but he's there almost every single race. How does it make you feel knowing your son is watching down on his mother who's racing?
I would probably feel better if he was my biggest fan, but he's more of a fan of Kendon Thurk than he is of me.
Oh, wow. Ouch. Does he have a Kendon Thurk shirt?
No, he doesn't.
Good. Okay. Not allowed?
I don't think they have any in his size. I wouldn't let him wear it to the track anyways. He's got to support me.
Good.
At the beginning of the year, everybody sets goals. How close are you to the goals you set at the beginning of the year?
I'm 9 points out of my goal.
Atta girl.
Wow. And still, that's an accomplishment when you say I'm 55 points away from my goal,
yep,
or I'm 100 points away from taking first place, 9 points from your goal. That's huge.
Yeah, I can still get there. It's still reachable. So,
what about next year? You have a chance to finish in the top three in points. Dad said 2 years ago, you get in the top five, you get a bigger car. Now you may be finishing in the top three. What about 2019?
I'll probably be in the same car again. I mean, I want him to get a bigger car first and kind of shake it down for me. And then I want more practice before I just go out there and race and end up looking like a fool.
Bigger car, defined by bigger car, what, a class up or?
A sportsman is what
now,
I
see,
want.
How many drivers would not honestly say what she just did?
None.
If you have the opportunity, well, I'm going in the big car. I want to get on the big track. I don't want to race the quarter mile anymore. and then go out there and get totally humiliated and spend thousands of dollars of wrecking. How many people would have an honest answer like she just did?
I don't think anybody would. Too much pride would get in the way. I've seen guys who come out and say, you know, they're going to set the world on fire and get lapped in an eight-lap heat race. So.
And you know what that does? That makes Cheyenne never want to go back to that track again.
Yep.
She's a strong, I've known her forever, very strong individual. Her mom and dad, very strong parents. The fan support they've had up there for years is very strong. And I think if you did do that, and dad would want to run a sportsman, you'd go out there and embarrass yourself, you'd probably want to quit.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, we got less than a minute to go. Talk about who's helping you with the car and what you got for sponsors for 2018.
My parents, my mom babysits every time I want to race. My dad does all the work on my car. My sponsors are Silent Outdoors, Right Spot Bar and Grill, Sears of Sparta, Cody Construction, Hotline Freight.
Uh-oh, mom's back here mouthing them.
She made her specialist. Turn around. She's wearing my shirt. I needed to see the back of it.
Not the first time we've had people in this. You know, now, when we do the TV show this week, we're going to have Darla standing with her back facing us the whole time. So people
by the way, I'm gonna get you a spot in the Jonathan Eckelberg School of Remembering your sponsors.
Are you racing the Enduro?
I hope so.
That's September 1st. Your next race will be Night of Destruction.
Yep.
Very nicely done. Cheyenne Stanfield, great apparel. Even the hair matches the shirt. That's something Billy's tried to do for years but won't let him go blue. Paul, I might let go blue.
What the?
Billy's not going to have blue hair this year. We want to appreciate you coming in. I appreciate your entire family more than you guys will probably ever realize. Darla coming out and do the national anthem, whether she does or not, has been fantastic. And John's just an all-around good guy. Great family right there. Cheyenne Stanfield, watch her on the TV show this week as well. This segment being brought to you by Team Deans, the Dean Satellite and Security. When we come back, a pair of quaffles join the program right here on 1460 WVOG.
Hello, I'd like to switch to DirecTV. I want over 150 channels with HD DVR service and equipment fee included for one receiver.
Yeah! DirecTV. Package offers start at incredibly low monthly prices. Call now.
Give the local team at Dean Satellite a call today at 608-769-2897. Call Deans today.
531-18, 24-month agreement required. $35 activation, early termination fee of $20 per month for each month remaining on agreement. Equipment non-return and additional fees apply. New approved customers only. Equipment lease required. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Clean water. Your family has a right to clean, safe water for cooking, for cleaning, for drinking. Badger State Clean Water and Air can provide a filtration system that will give your family clean, delicious, and safe water. The system regenerates based on exact water usage or calendar. It has a super quiet control valve, ensuring long life and reliable operation. It comes with a 30-year warranty and has the Water Quality Association Gold Seal. Call today for a free water test. 608-448-4422. Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family.
It's a new year for the Thomas Sparta Speedway. Racing begins with a Sunday, April 29th opener at 2 o'clock. Then, starting Friday, May 11th, racing every Friday night. Mods, sportsmen, hobby stocks, hornets, the new six-shooter division, and novelty events. Shows include the Midwest Dash Series, Great Northern Sportsman Series, Super Cup cars, and many more. Friday night racing starting May 11th every Friday night. But the first race of the season begins Sunday, April 29th at 2 o'clock at the Thomas Sparta Speedway, Highway 21, Toma.
Hey, this is the driver of the number 45, Jeff Van Onhoven from Kimberly, Wisconsin. You're listening to the award-winning Badger Stay Clean Water and Air Race Report with Dan, Bill, and Paul on AM 1460 WBOG.
Welcome back to Badger Stay Clean Water and Air Race Report here on 1460 WBOG. Radio man Dan Dyke, along with the Statman Paul Reichert and the Billy Doc Niles. Big Arca Midwest Tour race last weekend, and Bill wasn't up in the tower when you and I were talking, Paul Reichert, and were you as shocked as I was when we heard that 15-year-old Carson Quapel won the race?
I sure was. I was very surprised to see that happen, and it was a crazy day for them.
Fourth super late model race ever. First time in the Arca Midwest Tour, and he wins.
That's amazing. Number one, the team and the car that he had, the pedigree was it's amazing. That's the Ty Majeski car with his number on it.
Manstead owner. Toby is the crew chief.
Toby set it up, so you knew it was going to be a great car. And this kid has just showed leaps and bounds of of progress, you know, in just four races, and then come out and win like that is just impressive.
Kevin Ramsdell was there, the PR director for the Midwest, the ARCA Midwest Tour Series, and between he and Jaina Wimmer, they tag-teamed Carson Quappel after his win.
First of all, overall feelings come up your first ARCA Midwest Tour race, and you get the big W tonight.
Yeah, the competition's really hard in the tour. Everyone's so fast. First to 25th is like 2/10 off, so it's super close racing. Got to qualify pretty good. Got to have a good car for the heat race. Got to have a really good car for the race so you can drive up to the field. I started outside, so I fell back a little, probably 10th or so. Then I just drove my way back up, passed everyone, and picked them off one by one.
What was going through your mind when you got up to the 75 and you got that good run going into three and get on the inside of him?
I just knew I had to race him hard. I knew he'd get down and try to chop me off, but I just stayed in there and made it happen. So I just knew I had to be aggressive and get it done so I didn't have to mess around with him later and conserve my tires.
You had to get a little pretty aggressive out there in the early going there with Mason and Casey Johnson there.
Yeah, I didn't mean to get in Johnson. Just drove it in too hard, and he was already slowing down when I was still accelerating, so I just couldn't slow down in time. Yeah, I just passed him. I was really fast, so I just passed him all. I was trying to get out there so I could save my stuff and ride around.
Did you imagine driving up here overnight, getting here at 3 o'clock in the morning, that you would end up where you were at tonight?
I didn't think it'd happen. I thought I'd be competitive. I didn't think this would happen, though. I knew these tour guys were top-notch equipment and stuff, so just glad I was able to win.
Has it hit you?
Not really. Kind of, though. Yeah, I think so.
All that being said about how tough this series is and the competitive drivers, I believe you are now the youngest winner.
Second youngest
winner.
Let me guess, Krause.
Oh, Krause is 15 years and 3 days.
Oh, gosh.
You're what? 3 months.
You're 15 years and 3 months?
Something.
To come in here, July 22nd. You've done a handful of super late races, you know, to come away with a big win like this against this kind of competition. How good does that feel?
It feels really good. I'm proud of the guys. Made the car super fast. The car was really fast tonight. Just able to get a really good car, just drive around them.
What's it been like just coming up here and racing super lates in Wisconsin? I mean, this is the only place you've raced them.
Aggressive driving. You got to actually drive up here. Down south, you just ride around and win. A lot of driving back and forth, but hopefully we can fly soon. I really don't like driving.
Did you have any thought of picking the outside on that restart?
Oh, God, no. Last time that did not work, and I wasn't that good on the top, so.
I was going to say, in response to that, I was listening to the radio when you were out the first time there. Even though you were running second, you were real confidently saying, I want the inside line.
Yeah.
Even though you're just going to give up position on the restart.
Yeah, when we did the original start, we got passed by four cars on the outside, or the inside. Just couldn't get down, so I knew that wasn't the right thing to do. So just made all the right decisions and got it done.
Your dad was real excited on the radio after. I can't tell him what you said and all that. What does that mean for you, how proud you made your dad tonight?
Feels really good. I knew he'd be proud. He's always proud of me. I'm the prodigy child. My brother is decent, but I'm the one. Gets it done.
He's not even listening to you.
Okay.
So congratulations awesome, again.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
You know what's more impressive than Carson Quappel winning that race? His dad, do you recognize the name Travis Quappel?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's raced around here, the old Midwest Tour, the old ARCO series, and, of course, he's a former Truck Series champion.
He was on hand, and Kevin Ramsdell had a good one-on-one with him. Not a bad win for Carson and his father, Travis, for a duo that weren't even going to go to this race.
When has it started to sink in for you for what you guys accomplished here tonight?
Man, it's really incredible. I mean, I think back to when I raced in the ARCO Challenge Series and the RE/MAX Challenge Series, and it was never even in my mind that I'd be in the contender to win my first time out or even maybe my first year. For him to do what he did tonight is amazing. Obviously, all the credit, I think, goes to Brad and Nancy Manstead for letting him drive this car. Toby Noodleman and team that work on this car and put it together and bring it to the racetrack every week. And obviously, we had a great notebook from Ty Majeski for the last few years to start with. So But at the same time, the kid's got to push the button, you know, and it wasn't like he started on pole and drove away. He started six and got shuffled to the back a little bit and worked his way through traffic. And it was just a superior handling race car, and he did a really good job of managing his tires and working his way to the front patiently.
Did you as a father get a little nervous when you kind of get a little nudge to 1-8 with Austin Aston and Casey Johnson there? You're like, this isn't good.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of learning, and we'll definitely have a conversation with those guys. And, you know, under the yellow, I said, man, when your car is this superior, you don't have to do it on the first time you catch them, you know, or if that's a last lap deal, that's something different. But you just ran those guys down. You know, if they chop you, give it a corner or two. You know, you don't have to blaze in there and move them up the racetrack, because if that was the wrong person to do that to, we might have been going all the way to the back. They would have returned the favor and turned us around. So that's learning. I mean, this is his first tour race and is only his fourth super late model start. So really amazing watching him develop and grow. And like I said, I've only won two of these races, and I remember coming to Plover as a driver myself, and I was horrible here, and I thought it was a really hard track to get a hold of. So really, really super proud of him, super impressed. Every time we go to the race, I put a tweet out there this week, every time I go to the racetrack, you know, I find myself like shaking my head and giggling, like in amazement of how amazing he is, and he showed us again tonight.
I think one thing I noticed when you listen to him on the radio, and I think this is something that I think that you can tell with young drivers what's going to make them good or not good, is how they tell what the car is doing, what the feedback they're giving to the crew chief, to the spotter, and everybody else on that track. And I've seen that he's really pretty punctual on what he wants with that.
Yeah, he does really good, and. You know, obviously we run a lot of stuff at Millbridge, dirt, winged, a la carte, completely different discipline than an asphalt super late model. And his feedback in those are perfect, right on the money, and I can make adjustments and dial in his car. And so his feel behind the wheel is amazing. And he's very calm. He's very calculated. And he's got a good group of people around him. Obviously, Toby in this car is amazing. And I feel like with all my experience and my knowledge, you know, some of those areas where he might not have experience in, I can really coach him through. And he's very coachable. I tell a lot of people, every time I tell him to do something, if he missed his corner a little bit or whatever, the next corner he'll nail it. So it's a lot of fun. He's a special talent behind the wheel and a great kid. And I couldn't be any prouder. It's amazing.
An example of what you're just talking about, though, there was one time where he went into three a little bit too low, and Toby got on the radio, says, take a little bit higher in, and then sure, by next time by, and
he started driving away.
And Toby just says, perfect, you just gained the car lane.
Yeah, and that's, you know, like I said, he's surrounded with really good people. Obviously, he knows what he's doing behind the wheel, but if we see something that, you know, he needs to work on a little bit, he can do it, you know. And some drivers, they might not understand, or they might not be able to make those moves with the pedals or the wheel or whatever to do it. And he's very coachable. He'll do it the next time, and then he finds that lap time, and he sees it works for him, and he'll hit it every time after that.
Bro, Papa tonight.
Unbelievable. I mean, we just got back from a 10-day trip running outlaw carts.
In Iowa,
Illinois, and Wisconsin. And Toby called me Monday or Tuesday, and we were talking about running Madison and Grundy next week. Mm-hmm. And he said, man, we tested really good at Plover a couple weeks ago. Why don't we come there? In the back of my mind, I was kind of thinking, dude, I've been on the road this long, you know, traveling back and forth to Wisconsin and back to North Carolina. I don't really think I want to do this. And Toby kind of encouraged me. I didn't say that, but he definitely encouraged me and said, you know, I think we need to. The cars, you know, and the driver did really good there last time. So we drove up Friday morning and got in three, got here 3 o'clock in the morning last night. And man, it's amazing. It's a dream come true for sure.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Talk about persistence from Toby. Did that guy know what he was talking about?
Well, you know, Toby's had that car since, now let's see, Ty ran that car, Paul, over lacrosse, what, 4 years?
Yes, I think so.
So you have that car and the lacrosse car, and I think they have a third one still in the shop as well. Mm-hmm. You know everything about that car. You know everything about it. So why, when Toby says, I got a feeling this is a winning car, why can't you go with what he says?
Well, Toby showed this with Ty when Ty first broke in. He molded Ty into a racer. He told him what he wanted him to do, what he didn't want him to do, how he wanted to run the car. And it appears he's doing the same thing with Carson right now. And you could just, that's Toby right there, number one. The car is perfect because Toby set it up. Let's, you know, let's just say that right now. And number two, he tells, you know, Toby tells Carson, here's what I want you to do. Here's why, the way I want you to run it. And Carson goes out and listens and wins.
Carson Quapel at Oktoberfest, Paul. Number one, does he race? And number two, how well does he do?
I wouldn't be surprised that he doesn't show up. I am looking forward to seeing him in action, especially after his Tundra showing. I think he might have a good showing his first time here at La Crosse. You never know.
Carson Quapel, the youngest driver ever to win an ARCA Midwest Tour race. When we come back, Paul's going to take center stage. Billy Doc Niles, it's his little segment.
It's the Burning Rubber Race Report, and that'll be up next on the Cool Gold 1460 WBOG Race Report.
There's always something special at the Overtime Pub in Bangor. Tuesdays, tacos are just a dollar. Wednesdays, wings are on special with 10 homemade sauces to choose from. Thursdays, burgers, just $1.50. Friday night, a family-style fish fry. Saturday and Sunday, serving breakfast from 7 a.m. to noon.
With the best Bloody Marys in town.
Happy hour prices all day Friday and Sunday. The Overtime Pub in Bangor. Remember, the game never ends at the Overtime. In the heart of the Loop, downtown Bangor. Clean water. Your family has a right to clean, safe water for cooking, for cleaning, for drinking. Badger State Clean Water and Air can provide a filtration system that will give your family clean, delicious, and safe water. The system regenerates based on exact water usage or calendar. It has a super quiet control valve, ensuring long life and reliable operation. It comes with a 30-year warranty and has the Water Quality Association Gold Seal. Call today for a free water test, 608-448-4422. Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family.
It's a new year for the Thomas Sparta Speedway. Racing begins with a Sunday, April 29th opener at 2 o'clock. Then, starting Friday, May 11th, racing every Friday night. Mods, sportsmen, hobby stocks, hornets, the new six-shooter division, and novelty events. Shows include the Midwest Dash Series, Great Northern Sportsman Series, Super Cup cars, and many more. Friday night racing starting May 11th every Friday night. But the first race of the season begins Sunday, April 29th at 2 o'clock at the Thomas Sparta Speedway, Highway 21, Toma.
Get ready. It's the Burning Rubber Race Report with Paul Reichert.
Welcome back, Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report at 1460 WBOG, brought to you by Big Boar Barbecue in West Salem. Thomas Sparta Speedway, Dean Satellite, and Security in the Team Dean segment, Bandsarena.com, and the Overtime Pub and Grill in Bangor. This is the time of the year, of course. Lacrosse's last regular season points race was last weekend. And a lot of tracks you're going to start seeing wrapping up their regular seasons. And a lot of these drivers getting ready to go to fall fests and invites before these mega races come about. And Paul Reichert has the Burning Rubber Race Report.
Oh, yes, we do. Guys, we'll start with Thursday, a special Thursday show up at Red Cedar Menominee. USRA Late Models headlining Barry Johnson, the victor. At State Park Speedway, Mark Macasey won the Super Late Model feature, and Brock Heinrich took the Late Model feature.
The King, Mark Macasey.
Yes. NASCAR Wayland Modified Tour at Bristol prior to the truck race. Justin Bonsignor, the winner, and Chris Madden won the World of Outlaw Late Model race at Georgetown, Delaware. Friday at Grundy, Jim Weber. Not the Jim Weber we all remember.
What?
Chicagoland Jim Weber, this is.
Oh,
he won his first ever
Imposter
Super Late
Weber.
Model feature at Grundy.
Imposter Weber.
Hawkeye Downs closed out their season. Double features for the late models. Brody Willett won them both. Griffin McGrath is your champion. At Madison, double features for the NASCAR late models won by John Reynolds Jr. and Jeremy Miller.
Driver X.
Justin Sorensen won the USRA Modified feature at Mississippi Thunder. At Red Cedar, the Whistler Challenge Series ran the second annual Dwayne Mader Memorial 55-lap feature, paying $5,555 to win.
And 55 cents.
55 cents.
Jimmy Marr scored the victory.
Don't forget and the 55 cents.
Do you think they rounded up?
I don't know. Corey Mader, no doubt Dwayne's son, won the Whistler Modified feature. Paul Brown won the Modified feature at Thomas Sparta. Dirk Haynes Late Model Tour at Wilmot. They got together with the American Ethanol Late Models. 40 cars on hand. Dennis Erb Jr., winner. Jake O'Neill won the U.S. Modified Touring Series race at Lakeside Speedway in Kansas City, and Donnie Schatz took the World of Outlaw Sprint Car race at River City Speedway in Grand Forks, North Dakota. Saturday at 141 Speedway, J.J. Anderson won the IMCA Modified feature. At Cedar Lake, Wasilla Challenge Series ran. Jesse Glenn's the winner. Keith Darrell Nelson won the NASCAR Modified feature. Keith Foss won the USRA Modified feature at Deer Creek. At the Dells, late model feature won by Nick Egan.
Yeah,
first trip there and his first ever feature win there. Double features for NASCAR late models at Elko, won by Chris Merrick and Jacob Gady. Michael Gruenberg won the late model feature at Jefferson. Weekly finale here at Lacrosse, double features for the NASCAR late models, won by Michael Beamish and Nick Panitsky. Of course, Norway Speedway normally runs Friday, but of course the unfortunate events with Doug Rose took place. They postponed till Saturday. Dan Lindsley won the super late model feature there. Kevin Buzzy Adams won the Wesota Modified feature at Rice Lake. John Reynolds Jr. won the NASCAR late model feature at Rockford. Brett Swedberg won the late model feature at Shawano. Justin Ritchie, the IMCA Modified feature. We don't give these guys a shout-out very often. We will today. The AMA American Flat Track Series, the short track motorcycles, they were in Peoria, Illinois for the 72nd running of the Peoria TT or Tourist Trophy. Henry Wiles won that race for the 14th straight year.
Oh, man.
Look it up on American Flat Track's website.
How about a bounty?
Yeah, what was that? Yeah. ARCA Midwest Tour at Golden Sands, 15-year-old Carson Quapple scored his debut win. Also, Mid-American Stock Cars at the Golden Sands, James Swan, the winner.
Closest race between Swan and Vandermeer Jr. ever. It came down to a fraction of a second.
Ooh. Badger Midgets at Sycamore, Illinois. Ryan Probst, the winner. International Super Modified Association at Delaware Speedway in London, Ontario, Canada. Mike Ordway Jr., the winner. Jake Blakehurst won his third straight IRA sprint feature, winning at Wilmot. Must-see Racing Extreme Sprint Cars at Berlin Raceway in Michigan. First-time winner alert, Charlie Schultz. Derek Thorne won the Spears SRL Southwest Tour race at Irwindale, California. USAC Silver Crown Series on the dirt mile at the Illinois State Fairgrounds in Springfield. Chris Windham, the victor. U.S. Modified Touring Series at the Salina High Bank Speedway in Prairie Creek, Oklahoma. Johnny Scott scored the victory. World of Outlaw Late Models at Port Royal, Pennsylvania. Mike Marlar, the winner. And a weekend sweep in North Dakota for Donnie Schatz, winning the World of Outlaw Sprint Car Race at Red River Valley Speedway in West Fargo, North Dakota. On Sunday, Badger Midgets at Angel Park feature went to Zach Daum. IRA Sprints also on hand. Scotty Thiel, the winner. At Slinger, Dennis Prunty won the Super Late Model feature. All-Star Circuit of Champions at Lebanon Valley Speedway in West Lebanon, New York. First-time winner alert, Gerald McIntyre. ARCA riding on the dirt on the dirt mile of the Illinois State Fairgrounds. Christian Eckes, 2016 Snowball Derby winner, scored the victory. Natalie Decker came home in 10th. NHRA was up in our neck of the woods, up at Brainerd. Yeah. Top Fuel won by Billy Torrance. That's Steve Torrance's dad, his first ever win. Jack Beckman won in Fundy Car. Derek Kramer in Pro Stock and Eddie Craigwick in Pro Stock Motorcycles. And the World of Outlaw Late Models were at Erie Speedway in Erie, Pennsylvania. Chase Yunhens, the winner. He is the brother of Grant Yunhens. I don't know if you've heard of him. He passed away a few years ago in a racing accident.
Yeah, I recognize the last name.
They have a memorial race. Actually was run at Lakeside Speedway with the U.S. Modified Touring Series this past Friday night. So he wins on the weekend that his brother's memorial race takes place.
Oh, wow.
And that'll wrap up this edition of the Burning Rubber Race Report.
Now, I would expect our show we do after September 2nd, you're going to highlight the winner of the 141 Speedway, where I used to announce when it was an asphalt track,
Did you see that? We always try to mention it. Did you see that big announcement on Tuesday?
Yeah, there it is right there. Tony Stewart will be racing his number 14 sprint car with the IRA Sprints, Grand Nationals, Legends, and Street Stocks.
Ooh.
Time trials are at 6, racing to follow. Gates open at 2 o'clock, and that is on a Saturday. No, that's a Sunday.
That's a Sunday. That's a Sunday, yep.
Ooh. Paul, we may be taking a road trip across the state.
Ooh, that might be good.
Because I have the Enduro Saturday night, and I think we may have to go over on Sunday to Maribel. It's Francis Creek. Tony Stewart going to be racing there. The picture that they put on their website, though, stock generic. Can he smile?
I'm kind of thinking.
That's like a sneer.
That's an old picture because he ain't that skinny.
Just take my picture. I'm done. When we come back, we are going to tell you about what's coming up at La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway. I only got a couple of races left till the granddaddy of them all. That's next on 1460 WBOG.
That's the Burn and Rubber Race Report with Paul Reichert.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
4 years in a row and counting. Hi, this is Jerry Beyer at Big Boar Barbecue. Once again, La Crosse County has voted us the best barbecue and best caterer in La Crosse County. Making great ribs and great barbecue has always been my passion, and it means a great deal to me that you love what we do. If you haven't tried our ribs, pulled pork, brisket, or smoked chicken, try it and you'll agree. Big Boar Barbecue, a delicious mouthful.
Yeah!
Dad, we want movies!
Hello, I'd like to switch to DirecTV. I want over 150 channels with HD DVR service and equipment fee included for one receiver.
Yeah! DirecTV. Package offers start at incredibly low monthly prices. Call now.
Give the local team at Dean Satellite a call today at 608-769-2897. Call Dean's today.
531-18, 24-month agreement required. $35 activation, early termination fee of $20 per month for each month remaining on agreement, equipment non-return, and additional fees apply. New proof customers only, equipment lease required. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
There's always something special at the Overtime Pub in Bangor. Tuesdays, tacos are just a dollar. Wednesdays, wings are on special with 10 homemade sauces to choose from. Thursdays, burgers, just $1.50. Friday night, a family-style fish fry. Saturday and Sunday, serving breakfast from 7 a.m. to noon.
With the best Bloody Marys in town.
Happy hour prices all day Friday and Sunday. The Overtime Pub in Bangor. Remember, the game never ends at the Overtime. In the heart of the Loop, downtown Bangor.
The white flag. One more lap on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on Cool Gold 1460.
Welcome back one more time. It's Paul, Doc, and Dan here on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report at 1460 WDOG. I want to thank Greg Oliver, Cheyenne Stanfield, Carson Quapple, and Travis Quapple for joining us on the program again tonight. Lacrosse Fairgrounds Speedway, the gates open at 5. Street drags will be starting at 7:30. Next Saturday, I'll be back out for the 4- and 6-cylinder $500 to win enduro. Then we've got a couple of weeks off, and then we've got the mighty, mighty Oktoberfest. Oh, and Oktoberfest.
Tournament of Disruption, September 8th.
Oktoberfest this year, you just stole my segue.
Why do you do this to me?
Did he hear it? He just cut me straight off when I was talking. I was going to say, but before the granddaddy of them all, we've got the Night of Destruction. Yeah. And it's going to be minus one Doug Rose and the Green Mamba Jet car.
Yes. That was tragic. Unfortunately, that video got leaked out into the interwebs. You and I texted you and Ramsel.
Yeah, and 5 minutes after that, I'm still announcing Toma, and someone tags me on Facebook, and yep. I was ticked.
It's too bad that he had a great run. I mean, 80 years old, and he was still out. Thrilling people with the Green Mamba Jet car, and he's sadly going to be missed.
And I think somebody had he had over 5,000 performances.
Yep. Wow. Ever since, he grew up loving drag racing, and that just led him to this. And, when you got more time, sit down and read his story. It's an incredible story.
I did post on our Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report Facebook page a small video tribute to Paul. I know you liked it right off the bat. Mm-hmm. And even back in the day, bushy hair. He got the Burt Reynolds mustache, mm-hmm. and he was still waving and smiling.
Oh, yes. Even back then when he was in the infancy of the Green Mamba, that he was something else.
There's nothing with the bushy hair and the Burt Reynolds mustache. Hey, around the Midwest this weekend, we've already talked about Grundy with the ARCA Midwest Tour. We've also talked about lacrosse with the street drags. Rockford Speedway tonight, they got a full program. They got a boat race going on after the show. There's a touring series that's going to be at Elko tonight. Marshfield has the back-to-school special featuring the CWRA. And Jefferson Speedway has a full program. It doesn't matter what type of a track there is. Get out and support your local racetrack.
All right. Remember, keep it locked and loaded on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Facebook page. You know it's that time of the year. I got a lot of prizes coming in. How about a whole ton of wings coming from the Overtime Pub and Grill? That will be added to our Oktoberfest.
He's giving away wings?
Our Oktoberfest race ticket package. It is coming up
right
around the corner.
We're going to his house.
Yeah. Well, whoever wins it, we're gonna make them, during Fest go eat them, and we're just gonna walk right in and take them.
Take them.
That's how we are. Paul Reichert, Billy Doc Niles, our producer Jesse. My name is Radio Man Dan Dyker. Again, want to thank Greg Oliver, Cheyenne Stanfield, Carson Quapple, and Travis Quapple for joining us in the program. Next weekend, we will preview a whole lot of enduro cars right here on 1460 WBOG.
There's the checkered flag. Join us again next week on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on Cool Gold 1460, brought to you by Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family. Big Boar Barbecue in West Salem and La Crosse, voted the best in the county. Toma Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights, Highway 21, Toma. FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier of the radio and TV shows.
Dean Satellite and Security, and the Team Dean segment, the Overtime Pub and Grill in Bangor. The game never ends at overtime. Join us again next week on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG.